This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. What would you ask God for if you were in Solomon's place in the dream recorded in 1 Kings 3? Ask for whatever you want me to give you. Solomon responded, "Give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong." He got far more than what he asked for. What interested me was the extent of his wisdom. He was able to administer justice and manage the affairs of state through wise delegation of responsibilities, as seen in chapter 4. He was a pragmatic philosopher, seen in his thousands of proverbs, and a superb poet, seen in his 1,005 songs. He described plant life from the cedar of Lebanon to the hyssop that grows out of walls. He also taught about the animals and birds, reptiles and fish. He was interested in and knew these diverse fields of learning well enough to teach them. He was held in high esteem as a teacher, so much so that men of all nations came to listen to Solomon's wisdom, sent by all the kings of the world who had heard of his wisdom. With such wisdom, it's no wonder he was able to build a temple and palace of such splendor and rare beauty. His buildings became one of the wonders of the ancient world. When God has his rightful place, he equips his people to excel in virtually every pursuit of life and makes them an example that others respect and follow. That's why James encouraged his readers to seek wisdom from above. That's why I encourage you to seek wisdom in God's Word under the teaching of the Holy Spirit. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.